Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Families now across the country welcome new arrivals over the festive season. The Central Statistics Office has today revealed the most popular names chosen for babies born in Ireland in December 2024. The latest figures show familiar favourites holding strong, a few seasonal surprises and even a small Christmas Day baby boom. Rebecca Horne, broadcaster and parenting podcast host, joins me to reveal all. Rebecca, how are you? You might tell us the top December baby names for last year first.
I will, of course. And there was also a little bit of a boom. There was 7 more babies born last year. And there's obviously the split between girls and boys. But there was a bit of a change. Holly was always the favoured choice for girls in Ireland around Christmas. It was always a really popular name. And that has taken a bit of a dip, which is kind of surprising. So now we have Robin, Thea, Ava, I think it's either pronounced Ava or Eva, and Sophie. So they're the kind of top names for girls last Christmas. Like I said, Holly was always the firm favourite, and that's kind of taken a dip. And then for boys, it was Rian, like Little King, Noah and Jack. So again, quite traditional names, but they were the biggest ones in the CSO.
Nothing is ever going to knock Jack off that pedestal, is it? It comes up again and again.
The most popular. Yeah. Jack is a big name for Irish people, for boys. They love it because John and Mary have really moved down since the 70s. They're not as popular. So yeah, Jack is a great name.
Do people go for the kind of the touch of, I have one sibling who was born in December and got the middle name Natalie.
Okay.
Do people still do that? Like try to put a bit of the Christmas in the name if it's a December baby?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at Robin and I'm thinking, is it slightly a nod to our Robin Redbreast? Is it not? Is it quite a gender neutral name? I know a few boys called Robin. I'm not entirely sure. Fia is a very traditional Irish name. So it's interesting to see people always think that Irish people nowadays are going for very outlandish celebrity names like, you know, American stars. But they're not. They're really picking names that are beautiful, that are simple, like Eva, Sophie, Emily. They're going back to these old favourites. But I guess, yeah, Robin might be a slight nod. But Holly moving down is interesting, and Nullig was a name that was always associated with little kids' names at Christmas, is also dropping down. But Rian is Little King, so again, is that a nod to the time of year? Noah, Jack. It sounds like they're still kind of keeping with that tradition, and that is tricky as well. If your child is born in December, do you have to go with a very festive name, or do you really keep it generic? It must be tricky. So yeah.
It is a tricky thing. Naming a child is a very tricky thing. I mean, you have to think about so many things. You've got to think, what's it going to be shortened to?
Yeah.
Does it go with your surname?
Yes.
Will it do the initials look good?
Yes. Will there be 10 of them in the class? I mean, I remember thinking, I don't care once my child is healthy and well, like all of us think. But then I remember going, I'm not buying the baby name books. I'm not looking online. I'm going to keep it really calm. And I remember getting completely frazzled. And on the day of my first child's birth, we changed what her name was going to be because we had a couple of Georges at that time. And I thought, I don't want her to have the same name. So I think you do. You overthink it. You worry. Like you said, what's it shortened to? Are they going to be Natalie or Nat? I'm Rebecca, so everything's Becca. I can have all sorts of iterations of my name, which can be annoying sometimes and also quite sweet. So I think you're right. It is a big, you can tell there's a big deal made of it. And Holly, I have a few friends with children who were born around Christmas who were always Hollies, and that has changed. So yeah, I mean, it's with you for life, you know, you want it to be a good, strong name. So yeah, it's tricky.
I only heard about this today. You might have heard about this already. The Kinder app.
Oh, I know. Gosh. So it's the other version of Tinder. Probably not as exciting as Tinder. The Kinder app, so named, where you can kind of put in, I think it's to try and find the best name for your child or figure it out. There's some kind of app. Of course there is. I mean, there's already apps for baby names.
I think this sounds like a good idea, though, because if you've got... if both sides of the family have different ideas about what the child should be named, and this Kinder app, it kind of generates names and you can swipe left or right depending on...
I mean, I do know one thing. I remember throwing some names out into the ether to my family before my child was born, thinking they were beautiful and being given kind of facial expressions or kind of a like, absolutely not, or that's horrendous, or, you know, reaction even when my two children were born. They're called Gia and Simone. Gia is not a very common name here. It is in South Africa and other parts of the world, and Simone. But I don't always remember getting a good reaction. So So one thing I would say is I don't think share your name with anyone, because you're going to get loads of little bits of input, much like when you're planning a wedding. And I think the Kinder app, it just might make it even more. Too many options isn't good either. So I think once you meet your baby, sometimes you settle on something when you look at them or you meet them. You know, I have a few friends with Leos, and it was because they felt they were strong in birth and strong when they looked at them. And so I don't know. I think Fia is really beautiful. It's obviously a very Irish name, Robin. Maybe it is a traditional Christmas name, but it's not easy, and it is with you for life. So you got to be careful with that. You know,
got to be careful. this is the gift. This is the gift that's not just for Christmas. For sure.
Oh, no. This is it.
In December 2024, I'm just looking at the stats here, 82 babies born on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, 39 were girls and 43 were boys. Yeah. Tough enough to have your birthday on Christmas Day, I would have thought.
Yeah, and like what is interesting, there's a few things that were kind of interesting there, is that there was seven more babies. Like, we're always talking about the fact that people are having less babies in Ireland. You know, they're waiting till their women are waiting till maybe their late 30s or 40s. Even now, there's so much, many more options to have babies. But in fact, that's tiny little bit of a boom last year where there was nearly 10 more babies born is interesting. The names, all of that. But yes, I think I know one or two people who were born on Christmas Day. And I think as much as they're celebrated and loved, it must be tricky. And so I think there's a lovely way of doing that without associating it with necessarily the whole Christmas Day. Maybe you do something with them before or after you take the pressure off and celebrate in January. But I think it's really important on anyone's birthday to celebrate yourself and feel the love around you. But it mustn't be that easy for parents who are perhaps double gifting or feeling that pressure. So I think it's just taking the heat off it a little bit. But hey, pretty special day, right? It's one of the biggest days of our year. So it's also nice. You must be treated like a little king, I'd say, on that day.
Or a little queen.
Exactly.
Rebecca, many thanks for that. That is Rebecca Horn, broadcaster and parenting podcaster. We're getting some... here's one about baby names, actually. I named my girl born in October Holly. Didn't even occur to me that it was a Christmas name. Whoops, says that texter. And a couple of texts in on Christmas shopping. If you shop Christmas Eve, the shops are usually quiet. Everything's marked down and you aren't at home to clean and stress, says one listener. And another listener says, I am a last minute shopper on Christmas Eve. It's great to sample the Christmas atmosphere while getting the last minute shopping done. I bet you that's a man. Coming up, we will have... road safety, why, what can be done to reverse the trend?